Good morning. I'm looking for all our young scholars. And sometimes you're a little bit short and I can't see you. And I hope that you can see me, but probably you can't. But I have some questions for you today, because I know that you people are very, very smart. Has anybody ever heard extraterrestrial? Anybody ever heard that word? Any young people ever heard the word of extraterrestrial? Do you know what it is? What is it? You have to say it really loud because... Alien? You know, when my family came to this country, I was an alien. Does that make me extraterrestrial? So, what is an extraterrestrial then? What? Can you say it a little bit louder? Someone that lives on a planet that isn't Earth. Well, yes, kind of. We don't know really that they live on another planet, but when we say extraterrestrial, terrestrial or terra is a Latin word, means earth. Okay? Extra means it's from someplace else or above the earth. So an extraterrestrial is someone who is not of this earth. They're not of this world. Now, the Greek scholars in here, what does the Greek word ye mean? Means the earth or the world. Okay, well, we also have in Greek, if we put the a in front of a word, what does that mean? Apistos, apsito. It negates it. Yeah, it negates it. So, if we say ye, and we put the a in front of it, do we have agios? Agios is not of this world. It's someone who is not of this world. And don't, in the service, don't we say, agios o theos, holy is God? Don't we say, Agios Nectarios, Saint Nectarios? We translate Agios into English as saint or holy. It means that it's not of this world. An extraterrestrial is not of this world. They're the two words that mean the same thing. But unfortunately, we use one a little bit differently. When we think of extraterrestrials, we think of aliens like the little green guys with the big heads. But when we say extraterrestrial, not of this world, says, who are we talking about? Well, if there are little green guys out there, we could be talking about them. But we are talking about us. It says we are extraterrestrials. We are the Ayi Tonaiyon. We are the holy people of God. Okay, we have been sanctified by God. So that makes us holy. And if we are true to our faith, we are in this world, as the fathers taught us, but we are not of this world. Physically, we are terrestrial. However, spiritually, we are extraterrestrial. We are of the earth, ye, but our spirits are ye. So we are holy people. We were created to be holy, and we were created to seek out our holiness. It says we are not, when we accept Christ, we accept to be children of the kingdom. If we are children of the kingdom, we can no longer be children of this world. So we have to reject this world in order to enter into the kingdom. Now, of course, our bodies are sacred. So when we say we are going to reject this world, we don't say, well, let's go ahead and destroy our bodies so that we can enter into the kingdom. No, our bodies are given to us for a reason, but not to be obsessed with worldly things. If we become obsessed with worldly things, then we become children of the world. We become terrestrial beings. But when we become focused on Christ and focused on the kingdom, then we become ye, not of this world. We become extraterrestrial. We have our destiny is to be children of God. Our destiny is the kingdom. And this is what we should be striving for. And we have to make consciously in our lives the decision between worldly things and heavenly things. And we make our choices to the worldly things or to the heavenly things. Do we do worldly things to other people, or do we do heavenly things to other people? It says, if we are God's children, and we are, then we should be doing heavenly things to others. And what is the most heavenly thing that we can do? What is something that can only come from God? What is something that can only be heavenly? And that is love. It's not the love that we talk about, the passionate love that two young people might feel for each other. That is terrestrial. Since we're talking about unconditional love, the unconditional love for each other. So this is what we have to focus on, is to leave this world behind. This world for all of us is temporary, just as each and every one of us is temporary for this world. But the kingdom, the world away from this world, that is not of this world, is the permanent. And that's what we need to focus on. Even though we're still in this world, we focus on the real world, the kingdom. We focus on eternity, because it is eternity that we are truly the children of. Children of this world means that we are temporary beings. Children of the kingdom means that we are eternal beings. So, to eternity and beyond, this is our goal. I pray that we will all be blessed with making the right decisions in this life so that we will make extraterrestrial decisions and not terrestrial decisions. God bless you all.